Western Alaska's Port Clarence is one small step closer to serving as the nation's Arctic deep draft port. In a press release from Friday, Senator Lisa Murkowski announced the Senate passed the Point Spencer Land Conveyance Act. Murkowski said the act would, quote, streamline future infrastructure development and potential uses of Point Spencer. Point Spencer is the spit of land that shields Port Clarence Bay from the Bering Sea. The natural deepwater port is about 120 nautical miles northwest of Nome. For nearly 50 years, Point Spencer was home to a Coast Guard facility and an airstrip. The facility was decommissioned in 2010. The Land Conveyance Act was originally introduced by Murkowski in May, with support from both Senator Dan Sullivan and Congressman Don Young. Through land transfers, the act is intended to establish a public-private partnership between Bering Straits Native Corporation and the state of Alaska. While the Coast Guard will retain their footprint at Point Spencer, the federal government will transfer approximately 2,500 acres of land to local, state, and federal stakeholders. The act also established the Port Coordination Advisory Council for the Port of Point Spencer. According to the legislation, the council will, quote, help coordinate infrastructure development and operations at the port. The Point Spencer Land Conveyance Act was included in the Coast Guard Authorization Act, which the Senate passed unanimously on Friday.